scrum. Is that, was that about right, 0-0?
I knew it was going to be a tough game. We had the battle. We had to stand up to long balls. We had to pick up second balls. We had to be brave. We had to be men today. And I thought we were. And it's difficult to try and get the both. I emphasised it really, really, you know, a lot to the group to say that this is really be a physical game for you. You need to stand up. You know, I'm looking at my team and I'm thinking we're small. You know, set plays, it's going to be difficult to deal against them. But the boys stuck to it. They stuck to the task. Created, you know, chances where, you know, we're getting in the positions, but we just couldn't find a little bit of quality that we needed in the final third. So disappointing, but, you know, disappointed to come away with a 0-0 really.
You had a couple of real good spells, didn't you? That spell in the second half when he started to move the ball, Leo carved out the chance which was saved, and the one which across the face, and I think Nichols is about an inch away, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. I mean, it's, you know, we get into good areas and we just didn't find the killer instinct today. But, you know, I've probably said that a lot this season. You know, it's like I'm repeating myself. But, you know, I couldn't fault their energy. I couldn't fault the tempo they played at. I couldn't fault, you know, that the work rate, the endeavour to keep a clean sheet again. Because it was, we were going to be up against it today, against a physical team. And, you know, young Lewis Freestone at left back coped with it really, really well. As did all the back four. So I was pleased with that aspect.
Looks a real player, Lewis, doesn't he? He's a tall lad, he's got the physique, but he's very nimble across the ground as well.
That's his second game, and he hasn't looked out of place in both of them. So we'll keep nurturing him, keep looking after him a little bit. And, you know, he's definitely one for the future.
What about Hughes at centre-half? I think anyone coming in and not knowing where Hughes' first position was would certainly think he's a natural centre-back.
He's been very good there in the two games he's played there, and you know, he's had to be today, him and Buzzy. They had to be. You know, they got a lot of balls through into Barnett, and set plays were delivered in the box, and numerous times Hughes headed it away. I thought he was excellent. So I was pleased for the clean sheet, disappointed that we didn't create or carve out more chances than we did, and we didn't take any of the chances.
Chettle got a good run out this afternoon. He hadn't been playing much, has he, second half of the season. Is it important for him to show a bit now, between now and the end of the campaign, really mark his card, I guess, for next season?
Now, Callum Chettle's got no problems. He'll be here. He's an absolute star of the future for me. Glides across the turf. He's only 19 years of age. I was probably a bit harsh on him, taking him off at half-time the other day, but the best way for me as a manager to, you know, to give him a little boost again was to play him again today, and I thought he was very good. I thought some of his passing was excellent. You can see that he's going to be a real, real top player, hopefully for us for a lot of years.
It's one of his real assets, the way he can turn a defensive position into an attacking one quite quickly with the way he moves the ball at his feet.
He glides. He's so quick with the ball. He's quicker with the ball than he is without it, which is strange. And he can glide across the turf. And some of his passing today, the pass that he hit from the far side over the bench in the half volley to, I think it might have been Leo for the chance, was top drawer. And that's just a little glimmer of what you'll probably see of him over the next couple of years.
Chairman was sitting a couple of rows in front of us, heading and kicking every ball as he always does. Is it another chance in the next few days to have a sit down and continue your planning?
No, the chairman, he goes back tomorrow. We've already done all that. We've had two or three meetings. So it's, yeah, we know where we are for next season. We want to try and, you know, listen, we've got two games left, Bristol Rovers, Bolton. We'll try, you know, different little things, maybe a change of formation here and there, and, you know, have a look at different bodies. But I was more, today's performance, I was pleased with a clean sheet, disappointed that we didn't score, but we move on.
And you want your business done quickly, you've said that a couple of times, you want to get the players in that you know you need.
Yeah, we're working on two or three already, so we're hopefully going to have a couple, maybe one tied down over the next 3 or 4 weeks, and I hope the rest of them, you know, can follow really quickly. We want to do it quickly this year. We don't want any players waiting and saying, yeah, I may do, and stuff like that. We're not interested in that. We're just interested in hungry people who want to play for this football club.